Praise our God. Continue to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Amen. In this service tonight, may the Lord's great will be done. Praise God. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I have kept the faith. In his last hour, Paul said, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. I don't mean to be accusative tonight, but allow me to ask the question, what are you giving your time to? Truth or fable? Amen. Titus chapter 1, verse 14. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Amen. 2 Peter. Maybe I should read Titus 1, 14. Praise God. Let's read 2 Peter 1, 16. Moreover, I will endeavor, 15th verse gives us a little bit of the solemnity of the hour. I will endeavor that after my decease, it's Peter's last decree too. It's close to Peter's last hour too. He said to have these things always in remembrance, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Peter is simply saying this is not a made-up story. This is not fiction but fact. We were eyewitnesses of it. Amen. I'd like to preach for a little while tonight on the truth crisis. Truth crisis. Anybody that's followed in any measure in the media today, the Simpson trial, know that truth is mighty hard to come by in these days. Amen. We're in a truth crisis. There's so much fable and so much untruth that even sometimes what truth you might hear is colored by men's effort to sell a story. And you don't know how much truth is in the truth. Amen. Something might have happened, but if you ever read your own account of what happened to you, as sometimes has been the case when I happen to be eyewitnesses, if you happen to read about it later in the newspaper, you wouldn't hardly recognize the story. Amen. They fixed it up to where it'd sell more papers, if you please. Amen. Here I've mentioned to you two or three different places about fables. I looked in the dictionary a while ago to see what fables was. And you know what it said? One of the meanings of fables is fiction. Amen. We don't expect much else out of the world. Oh boy, of the making of books, there is no end tonight. Amen. And I'm not here to build a foundation against all fiction per se. There may be some things we can learn in some fiction. Amen. If I read fiction, I like for it to be almost documentary. Amen. I like for it to be filled with enough facts that it's real. Amen. But what is fiction anyway? If you happen to buy a book that says fiction, and even today we have what we call Christian fiction. And there's so much of that that a lot of people don't know the difference between fiction and truth. Amen. What is all this fiction today that's being poured out on the bookstands? Amen. One man said, I didn't coin the phrase. He said, fiction is lying on paper. Amen. Did you get it? Fiction is lying on paper. Amen. Well, amen. Then someone comes along and reads the story and says, that'll make a good movie. And so they get talented characters that take on the names of the story that never happened. Amen. And they make a movie out of it. Amen. They add a touch of romance, a touch of illicit sex, a touch of bad language here and there to make it sound real life. Amen. They take these dirty, low-down characters who are not worth wiping your feet on, and they take some of the most handsome men to play the part. And some of the most beautiful women to play the role. And they call them stars. Amen. After they make two or three movies of a particularly good story like Gone with the Wind. Amen. She only wrote one book. I don't remember her name. Amen. I don't remember the star's name. I think one of them's name was Star. And the other's name was Rhett, or something like that. Amen. Best I remember. I've never read the book. I just excerpts here and there. Amen. And they've made about three or four movies of it. Amen. They've even got a museum, I think. I can't attest to that. Amen. But nobody really knows whether Gone with the Wind made Atlanta famous or Atlanta made Gone with the Wind famous. Whether Gone with the Wind made the Civil War famous or the Civil War made Gone with the Wind famous. Amen. But add enough romance and enough of this and enough of that. Amen. To appeal to the flesh. And you got a full-blown bestseller in our time. Amen. And you know what it is? It's fables. And do you know what's taken up most of our people's time, even church people's time? Yes, you guessed it. It's the lies on paper that the world calls fiction. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. And then we've got Christian fiction that is so twisted, it causes me to chuckle sometimes. I read these books. It's supposed to be Bible-based. And I wonder why in the world they didn't read the Bible before they wrote them. Amen. They're so unbiblical, yet supposed to be biblical. Amen. Glory to God. And when the writer, I can't remember the writer, right off, but it's a woman with a name that sounds like a man. Amen. Wrote about Apostle Paul. She didn't get too far down in the story till you knew who she was. She was a Romanist because she had Paul burning candles and praying to a crucifix. Amen. Taking the type communion that the Roman church does. The Bible said that we have not followed cunningly devised fables, or, let me scrap the word fiction, lies. Amen. But we have followed the truth of God. Hallelujah. Nowadays, sin has become so available that it's everywhere. It's very difficult for your life not to be affected sometime, some way, in some measure, if not out of curiosity, if nothing else, amen, by things that never happen, untrue, that make and sell books and movies and tapes today. Amen. Men create legends built on lies, and then build museums and even cities. What are they building on? They're building on sand. So much lie, so much truth, that were made to cry with Pilate, amen, when he and Jesus were alone together. And finally Pilate cries out, "What is truth?" Amen. Jesus said, "I speak the words of truth." Paul said, "I speak the words of truth and soberness." Peter said, "I speak the truth. I'm an eyewitness." Hallelujah. Did you know that God don't want us taking our time with a lot of things that the world calls entertainment? And I can give you a scripture that'll tell you why. Philippians chapter 4, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be in the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help these women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life." That's the book that we need to really be concerned about. There's a lot of books today that are good and helpful, and they contribute to our education. But you can be uneducated and have your name in the book of life. But if you've got a degree, if you're a doctor, if you have a complete education in your field and don't have your name in God's book, you're out of luck, brother. You've lost it all. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in what? In the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Well, amen. If you rejoice in the Lord, you can get your eyes off everything else and everybody else. Amen. I walked into an office of a lady who had had some terrible misfortunes in her life, and she was spending her time in the days watching serials on TV. Amen. She was barely able to turn off the idiot box to talk to me. Amen. Because she was all wrapped up in her story. Amen. Here's what she said. She said, "When I watch these people and all the trouble that they're in," she said, "I'm able to forget about mine." Mm-hmm. Amen. She might have been like one dear sister in the early days. Amen. It came to church and said, "Pray for Ma Perkins. She's in a terrible mess." Amen. Oh, glory to God. Truth is what we need, not fables. Listen to what he said. "Be careful Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. That's your kindness, your goodness, your generosity, your Christian spirit and charity. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, with that scenario fully drawn, the fact that the Lord is at hand before us, he said, be careful for nothing. Don't be over anxious about anything. Don't worry about anything. You'll have enough loads to carry without worrying. Amen. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. And listen to this. Finally, brethren, this is the last word to the Philippians. Finally, brethren, the last admonition. Whatsoever things are true. Amen. Let me go to the last part of that. Amen. Think on these things. What are we supposed to give our mind and thoughts to? Things that's true. What should we give our children to dwell on? Things that's true. Amen. Many times our children are already hardened by the time they reach the tender age for God to convict them by the things that have colored their minds and filled their hearts. We need to take them to church. They're going to be invaded with enough stuff at the very best. Can you say amen? They're going to be deluged with enough stuff at the very best in the name, if you will, of education. Amen. I want to clarify again that all fiction is not necessarily bad. If it's something that could have really happened, if it's true to life, is not necessarily bad. And some things we can learn, but we must learn to be very rationalistic when it comes to things that are not true. Amen. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, think on these things. Whatsoever things are honest, think on these things. Amen. What about your video? What about your TV program? What about what entertains you? Amen. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. That's why I'm preaching tonight by the direction of the Lord. I trust we're in a truth crisis today. Men have heard so many lies that they'd rather hear lies than hear the truth. They'd rather hear flattery than hear the truth. Isn't it so? Isn't it so? Oh, yes, it sounds much better than the truth. And I'm not saying that we're always supposed to tell all the truth about everybody. Sometimes we just need to keep our trap shut. Amen. Fella came up to Brother Huff and said, I believe that a preacher ought to tell it like it is. And Brother Huff said, is that so? Your wife's fat. He didn't like that. Wife didn't like it neither. Some things is better off unsaid. Amen. Glory to God. You're liable to wind up with a pump knot on your head. Amen. Telling the truth. Sometimes the truth, amen, is better not said. Sometimes the truth told about your neighbors can amount to little more than gossip. Hey, did you hear what happened? I just can't hardly wait to tell you. Amen. Don't you tell nobody, because if you do, amen, I'll know it's you that told it, and you're the only one I've told. Line right then, 15 people already been in line. You told them the same thing. Amen. Glory to God. Brethren, whatsoever things are true, we need to be careful in these last days lest we build upon the sand. Building on the sand. Building houses that won't stand. Amen. Oh God, building on the sand. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, you'll have enough invasion of your precious little old mind just driving down the highway as innocent as a lamb. Amen. And reading the signboards, trying to get from here to there. Amen. You'll have enough to contend with going through the cash register, somebody said. Amen. The tabloids. Not a word of truth in the whole bunch. They make their living by peddling lies. Yeah. Are blowing truth or gossip so out of proportion that they spread it all over the place. Amen. What should happen in the Simpson case? They ought to put the lid on it, shut up, and keep it in California. The unholy contagion of family quarrels and violence is spreading throughout the whole United States as a result of it. Amen. You hear so much of the lie, it becomes a part of your makeup. And for some strange reason, psychologically, the devil uses the lie to cause violence in your house. Amen. Somebody can commit suicide and then publicly announce it over TV, and the law enforcement agencies and the life squads all over the United States, where NBC and ABC and CBS and UPI travels, they gear up for a rash of suicides in every county, every city, because somebody heard it and they imitate what they hear. Amen. I'm here to tell you that some things don't need to be exploded and blown out of proportion and told to the world. Amen. When King Saul was killed and blessed Jonathan was killed with him, amen, David said, don't publish it in Gath and in Gilgal, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Don't let him know. Amen. And he cries, how are the mighty fallen? And he forgets the failures of Saul. And bless Jonathan, caught in circumstances, and he weeps for one of his erstwhile heroes. And he cries and he says, how are the mighty fallen? I'll tell you one thing about David's tears. At least the young men, at least the young ladies, at least the generation coming on can aspire to the good there was in Saul. When David weeps and cries, how are the mighty fallen? Amen. David would have spared Absalom. Amen. In fact, he gave strict orders to that effect. Amen. Amen. Guard that young man. Amen. Don't kill that young man. But Joab was calloused and hard. And when someone reports that Absalom is caught in the oak tree, amen, Joab rushes to the scene, thrusts darts through his heart, daggers through his life, And the lifeblood ran out of Absalom. Amen. Joab was of a different spirit than David. Amen. You know what David did? He wept. And he cried, oh! You could have heard him all over Zion's Hill. You could have heard him clear down to the temple as he wept. Oh, Absalom, my son, would God that I had died instead of you. Amen. Amen. David had the right spirit. Huh? He was propagating the right thing. How are the mighty fallen? Who are you talking about, David? That guy that chased you and tried to kill you and would have killed you if he'd have got a chance. Is that who you're talking about? Forget about that, David. David is saying he was mighty. And he's fallen. And that's why I'm weeping. You know what he did? When a runner came and said, I found Saul and his sons, amen, in bad shape. He fell on his sword and he wasn't dead yet. He begged me to kill him, so I killed him. And you know what David did to that messenger? Amen. You guessed it. He had him executed. He said, you ought to have been afraid to touch God's anointed. Amen. And so we've got to find a delicate balance, praise God, between right and wrong, between truth and fiction, praise God, and take our stand for the truth, build a house on the foundation of truth. And truth is not always what we think. There's three sides, somebody said, to every story. My side, your side, and what really happened. Amen. And we may not come to the whole truth till we get to judgment. Amen. And there's so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us. It ill behooves what's left of us to say very much about the rest of us. Amen. Glory to God. We need to be careful. Sometimes, and even telling the truth, lest we get in the same spirit, amen, that Louise and her neighbor gets in and Snuffy Smith, amen, amen, gossiping over the fence, amen. Oh, yeah, amen, but men have turned to the fable. They've turned to the fiction. They've turned to the untruth. They've lived a lie so long. I listened to lies so long. They begun to live a lie themselves. Hitler said, tell a lie. Make it big and tell it often. And most of the people will believe you. And the whole nation of Germany followed that arch deceiver to oblivion. And they've just now tore down some of their walls and came out of the dark ages of those awful times when the Antichrist, the arch deceiver, Adolf Hitler, reigned and sought to rule in Europe. He was able to get some to follow. He even had the blessing of Rome. He even had the blessing of Italy and Mussolini. Amen. And even some in France were his confederates. Amen. He even sold his bill of goods, amen, to many in North Africa and many in the Arab world. They had great hopes of soaring to new heights on the foundation of Hitler's lie. No, a lie is not good enough for you. No, a bigger lie is not something it's good to hide behind. Tear all those altars down and come to the altar of
of truth and bow before the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Brother, that's true. And that's honest. And that's just. And that's pure. And that's lovely. We're supposed to think on lovely things. We're supposed to think on things that are of good report. Amen. Not General Hospital. And as your stomach turns, amen. You're supposed to think on good things. If there be any virtue. Praise God. You say, Brother Collins, if I grew up like that, I'd just be an old sheltered prune and I wouldn't be able to know what's going on in the world. Hallelujah! You're better off. Praise God. Amen. I like to keep up on current events. You do? I like to keep up on the sports. You do? Amen. Hey, that crowd's being invaded by AIDS. Those that have sold their lives and give their time for the idolatry of sports, they become the idols. We're finding out that some of the things they're doing in their spare time and in their leisure time is not necessarily honest and of good report and of virtue. Amen. Amen. The biggest idolatry that's going on in the United States today is the worship of sports idols. To show how far gone we are with our idolatry, amen, a common ordinary laboring man may make $30,000 or $40,000 a year, amen, where a football player, a basketball star, or a baseball star may knock down $5 million a year. That shows to what ends we'll go in our distorted view of what's important in 1995. Amen. Oh, yes, men love their idols and they'll pay for them. They'll pay to go see them. They'll give more for their idols to support them and to stand for them. They'll build the biggest mausoleums, the biggest buildings you ever saw. Amen. And call them, amen, gymnasiums and football stadiums. Huh? Bowing at the feet of the sports idol. Amen. If there be any praise, think on these things. I know all about what sports does to young men. I almost sold my soul in my early Christian experience to become, if I could, a champion baseball player. God nipped that in the bud. And thank God, even though I almost lost my soul over baseball, I never did learn how to play basketball. I never did learn how to play football. I never did learn how to play hockey. Amen. I never did learn how to play a whole lot of other games. Amen. Why? I busied myself in the things that were pure, in the things that were true, in the things that were honest, in the things that were just, in the things that were pure, the things that were lovely, the things that are of good report. Amen. If there was any virtue, any praise, I'd give my life to it and sold out to God as a teenager for God. Amen. Boy, you sure missed a lot. Hallelujah. I'm glad I did. I'm glad I stood for Jesus and let the world go by. I may sound so old-fashioned and outdated and antique to you tonight, amen, but I'm glad I do, thank God. I'm glad that truth is the thing that's going to prevail at last. Hallelujah, and I'll never be sorry I didn't follow fables. But there's going to be a whole bunch that gave their mind and their time to the lie instead of the truth. It's going to be sorry when they come to judgment. Paul said, it's about over for me. Amen. I'm about ready to be offered. They're going to chop my head off tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. And he said, it's come to this. Men will not endure sound doctrine. They'll have a heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they'll be turned away from the truth to fables. But I'm finishing my course. And I'm going to claim my crown. Amen. Things may change, Peter said, after my decease, but I'd just like for you to know we've not followed cunningly devised fables, carefully written, carefully documented fiction and lies. Amen. But we were eyewitnesses of the truth. How many's glad for old-time religion? You're glad for the cross. And if we'll bear the cross, we can wear the crown. Stand with me tonight. Amen. We may be closer to the end than you think tonight. I trust tonight you'll be blessed by my feeble message, that you're not considered a mere outburst of irrationality, but you'll bow before God and say, Lord, I want the truth. I want the thing that's right. I want the thing that will save. Amen. And Lord, there's a whole lot of truth in this world. I'd be better off without, because the world's got its color on it. It's got its taint and its flavor attached to it. It's got its price tag attached to it. Amen. And as Pilate cries, what is truth? Amen. We can say, sanctify them through thy truth, Lord. Thy word is truth. God forbid, amen, that we sell this for the fables that the world continues to pile up at tremendous expense. May the primary place in our mind be occupied by the truth of God. Amen. I went into a Christian home, a prominent member of a Pentecostal church in town a few years ago. Amen. He was watching the All Gospel station. Amen. You know, a lot of the all-gospel stations are playing some of the old movies, amen, that God condemned me of going to when I was a kid. They're so nice that they become family entertainment in these last days. Amen. Because old Lashley Lou got saved. Amen. Some of them are playing his old movies back again. So he was watching all-gospel in the daytime on TV. I went in the next room to pray for his wife, and she had her idiot box going full blast too. She's already gone to face the judgment, but she was watching her cereals. Amen. Couch potatoes, folks. Sold out to lies. Wasting their time for things that never happened. And a gospel that don't deliver you from anything that has no cross. Come on tonight. Let's shell down the corn. Let's go all the way with God. Let's let Jesus have first place in our lives. Let's let Him really be Lord, like He deserves to be. Let's give Him our minds. It may take some doing. It may be painful at first to empty your life of everything that's bad and fill it with good stuff. But you can do it. A lot of people have. Amen. Come on tonight. Would you surrender your all to Christ? Would you kneel and let Jesus take that load of guilt that plagued you tonight? Would you let Jesus break the chains that drag you down and sap your spirituality? You don't have to be satisfied one more day of going through the motions. You can have a real experience. You can have truth. You can have power. You can have reality tonight.